We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Hi, Dustin. Happy draft day. Happy Cavs.
Happy
Game 3 Magic.
Draft day there, Nikolai.
Game 3 Magic. Listen, happy draft day.
Happy draft day. Happy NBA playoff day. Now, dude, a lot going on today, buddy.
I know.
Boy.
This show's going to fly.
Dude, we got the Gardos. Jose with a grand salami to start this thing off.
I will tell you, I don't know that of all the plays in baseball, there I have a lot of favorite plays. Like, if you ever get to see a triple play in person, really cool. A grand slam is never not an awesome thing. Like, okay, it's awesomely bad when your team gives it up, but when your team gets the grand salami, oh.
You almost feel like you just guaranteed a win.
Yeah, which is almost.
I would love to know the stats for teams that hit a grand slam in a game actually lose.
I'm going to say right now, with no factual proof, I'll say 75%. Although Tristan's making it interesting, I will say that. So, Obviously, day baseball for the Guardians today, but have you done your yearly draft day ritual? Have you truly gotten yourself ready for the NFL draft tonight?
Well, what would that be?
Okay, so I thought everybody did this. If you listened to the morning show today, this is not about the morning boys, all right? Because they're as incredulous as you and I are about to be. Mitch, their producer, Mitch Spinell, said that every year, the night before the draft, he watches the movie Draft Day. And it caught Keith so off guard that Keith tweeted from our social media account at @afternoon923fan is watching the movie Draft Day the night before the NFL draft every year. A lame tradition. By the way, social media reaction on X, powered by Scheiben Jewelers, Cleveland's premier jewelry store. By the way, 53.5% of people saying, yes, it is lame. So have you watched Draft Day? So now that you'll be ready for the actual NFL draft?
No, I think it's one of the worst movies of all time, and that's saying a lot because Kevin Costner is one of my favorites, probably top five actors of all time.
And here's
definitely
the other
top
thing.
Ten.
Kevin Costner in sports movies unbeatable.
They don't not work.
Like For the Love of the Game, for all intents and purposes, is a chick flick. It's fantastic. Like, Vanessa knows there's about three chick flicks that you can say, I would like to watch. Would you like to watch it with me? And you get an automatic yes. For the Love of the Game is one of them.
Dude, I watched that movie when I was in high school by myself. I definitely cried.
For me, it's Kelly Preston.
No, she's the best.
I mean, she is just not just a phenomenal actress, but just a ray of light in everything she's in.
You just can't screw that woman over.
Yeah. And Billy Chappell didn't. He got honest by the end of that movie.
Well, I mean, he tried to.
He
tried to muck it up.
Yeah, you know what, though? He was going through a lot. Okay?
I said muck, by the way.
You did. You did.
With
Thank
an
you.
M.
I mean,
clarifying that.
I said the show was going to go fast. It would have gone a lot faster if you'd got us thrown off air before five minutes into the show.
It actually got a lot longer because you'd be doing it by yourself.
That's fair.
You can do it.
I would have Peter Lynn in the 6 o'clock hour, which we have tonight as well. But no, so here's the problem with draft day. It's not the weird love story in the middle of a sports movie that doesn't fit, and the weird age difference between Kevin Costner and Jennifer Garner, and we're just going to ignore the whole work romance of an older established man who apparently is childless in his 50s and a young woman. We're not even going to ignore the HR complaint that is that. It's not the fact that they have too many characters with overlapping responsibilities. Like, Dennis Leary's great. Why did you need Dennis Leary in that movie? It's not even the fact that most of the movie's a little cheesy. It's not that. and then it doesn't have 92 Through the Fan in it, which was a huge mistake. That's when you knew it was going to fail. But, no, you know when it really – you know why I will never watch Draft Day on purpose unless I am really, really, really smacked out of my gourd and I just it doesn't matter what's on TV? It's the whole resolution of the problem, which is we're going to trade 3 second rounders to you for the 7th pick in the draft. You lost all credibility. That will never happen. No one will ever, like, if Sasha, good Lord, if Andrew Berry right now called up Tennessee and said, hey, you're not sure who you're going to pick. We're going to give you 54. We're going to give you next year's second rounder. And we're going to give you 2 years from now second rounder. Rand Carthen, their GM, would hang up and say, lose my number. That's where you lost me. I could have put up with every schmaltzy piece of crap in that movie. All right? Honestly. Costner?
What's schmaltzy, man?
Not good.
Cheesy?
Cheesy. Cheesy's really the only... I just didn't want to say cheesy again. But no, I could have done it with everything else in that movie that doesn't work. All right? And listen, the premise of Vontae Mack, no matter what, is awesome. Right? Great payoff. It's just...
The stupid birthday party thing.
Yeah, that 100%.
Way overplayed.
Yes. Thank you. I could even overlook that! But I cannot overlook, oh, we're going to trade you... 3 second rounders for the 7th pick in the draft. That is just, how does somebody, and again, the guys who made the movie are from Cleveland.
Yeah.
How do they not know?
Well, wasn't there another part of the movie too that just didn't add up? Like when he's driving the day of the draft, like to the office or whatever, I forget whether or not it was like he got there way too fast because of where he was coming from.
Yeah.
Or if it was like took way too long, but either one didn't add up.
It was also apparently the owner flying back, which I thought that should have been the crux of the movie. Get rid of Dennis Leary. Sonny Weaver is the head coach and GM. He's a dinosaur compared to everybody else.
Dennis Leary hasn't been funny since The Ref.
I loved Rescue Me. I thought Rescue Me was awesome. I've not watched it in about a decade, but I did love me some Rescue Me. And The Ref is criminally underrated. Extra points to you for bringing that up. But 216-474-0092. Are you one of the single-digit people out here getting ready for the NFL draft by watching the draft day movie with Kevin Costner? And is there any – can you give any response on why you should like that movie other than it's set on the Cleveland Browns?
That's it. That's it. I mean, there's nothing else good about it.
Because that's not why I like Major League. Did it make it a little bit more likable? Yes. It also helped that the Cleveland Indians at the time were the laughingstock of baseball.
I mean, Major League was a good movie for any fan.
But the whole thing's plausible.
Sure.
Oh, and by the way, you could have put that as the Chicago White Sox. You could have put that as any other team.
Any bad baseball team. Or historically, like...
Yeah,
not a great organization.
Milwaukee Brewers were supposed to be the team in the original draft.
Well, they even filmed it in the Brewers Stadium.
Yeah. So, yes. And Bob Uecker, Milwaukee Brewers baseball.
Can you believe he's still calling games?
And still sharp, dude.
Dude.
Still better at this than you and I are at, like, damn near 90.
It does amaze me that people, like, Hubie Brown can still do it at a high level. People think he's maybe losing it, but still does it. Bill Raftery still does it at 83.
You're better at your job as an octogenarian than I am.
How many big words are you going to use in the first segment to try to show how smart you are?
Give me a few more. It's not about being smart. It's just that's what comes out.
There's no way.
There's no way. There is a way.
There's no way.
Octogenarian is like, how is that a big word? Other than the
octogenarian?
Yeah.
Never heard it once in my life.
You don't,
Keith, have you heard that word before?
You don't hang out with a lot of 80-year-olds?
Definitely not used on a radio show.
You've heard it, though, before.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor.
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Maybe.
I was listening to alternative radio the other day, and they're like, "Oh, it's Sledge. Gonna play you some Pantera. Yeah, these guys would be octogenarians today." Sorry, that bit died. That bit died right there. I just wanted to make fun of the names on alternative music radio, and then I played myself, quite frankly. Matt, I also got to give credit to the Morning Boys. They actually played Sound of Our Show today. They played Sound of Our Show today and accurately represented the question we had yesterday, which is how much attention you're going to pay to the NFL draft versus this Cavs Magic game. And there's one thing that I missed that I probably should have led the conversation with. I think in Cleveland, there's going to be a direct correlation between the quality of the Cavs Magic game tonight and how many people click over. And again, I know you can have the two TV setup, but it's about which one's going to be more intriguing. And if the Cavs Magic first half is another 20-point instance, I think it's going to lead a lot of people to pay a lot more attention to the first round of the draft, even though the Browns don't have a first round pick this year.
Yeah, listen, I'm locked into both. It kind of stinks though. Like I'm going out with my boy tonight, and we're gonna watch it. But like, it's gonna take me a minute. The game starts at 7, which stinks because we get off the air right as the game off. So by the time I get in front of a television, it's gonna be like almost halftime.
Yeah. So it's interesting you say that because obviously I've got a 40-minute drive home tonight, so I'm gonna miss a fair part of the Magic and Cavs.
Yeah, I'm going to the place in Canton tonight, so I have an hour drive.
Oh yeah, so. And it's interesting. Like, I actually think the Magic – I think there's a lot of reasons to think the Magic – and we'll get into this later in the show – what the Magic can make a case out of this tonight. But if it's not – let's just be honest here. Because what this really is, if this was Boston and Miami, they've now been on both sides of the seesaw. They're tied 1-1 with Miami coming off a win. There's no chance – if we had a real fear of loss for tonight, there's no chance we'd be flipping over at halftime. Or an hour into the game. I think we all look at this and it's equal parts. We think the Cavs are going to make short work. I think everyone's now assuming. I'm not. I think everyone is assuming the Cavs are going to sweep the Magic. And I think that adds into, I think there is, even when you don't have a first round pick, I think the NFL is such a powerful entity. I think I, like myself, I have FOMO. Like, I don't want to miss out on what happens in the draft. Because even if you don't have a first-round pick, there's so much that happens in it. It's the best non-sports theater.
You got to follow the movement. And again, I don't know what to believe on social media prior to the NFL draft because there's so much just nonsense put out there into the universe. But who was it? Was it Jeremiah? One of the NFL guys said they think tonight there could be like 10 trades in the first round.
And here's the thing. There could end up being two, but right. It's the build up to it
and it's
that
the,
hooks
the,
you in.
The theater of what could be, what
now,
could happen.
Do octogenarians go to the theater? You guys can vote. Is watching the draft day movie the night before the NFL draft every year a lame tradition? 53.3% right now, 1,300 votes saying yes, it is.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly Auto Parts.